question was asked, is it permissible to use a sous vide on Shabbos or move to Shabbos? What is that? It is a cooking appliance, which is considered to be, I think, a high-end cooking appliance, which basically is a tub of water that gets heated up, and you put the food, often meat or vegetables, in a plastic bag. It's submerged in the water, and it cooks that way, and it allows for a very even distribution of heat, and you can cook the food at a lower temperature than usual, evenly cooked throughout, and allows the juices to stay in. Many people like this. So this is an opportunity to discuss, to review an interesting aspect of Hilchos Shabbos, with regard to this question: can you leave food cooking in this device, in this appliance, moving it to Shabbos and then take it out on Shabbos? So, on one level, just simply, very technically, when you open it up, when you take out the food, are you causing any malachas to happen? That would have to be checked out, and may not be the same for all appliances. Such as, does it cause the display to change, etc.? So that would obviously be on a technical level, but on a more significant level, maybe there's an inherent problem with this due to the laws of hatmana. Hatmana means insulating. So to insulate a food in order to keep it warm over Shabbos is prohibited to do so on Shabbos. To do so from before Shabbos would be permissible, as long as it is what's called hatmana b'davar she'eino mosif hevel. It's not adding heat. You're just maintaining the heat that it already has. You take a hot pot and you wrap it up with towels or blankets or whatever it is from before Shabbos, that would be okay. On Shabbos would not be okay. But if it's being done in a way that adds heat, so then it's usher even from before Shabbos. To leave it on a plata and then to wrap it tightly with towels and whatever, that would be usher even from before Shabbos. So maybe by definition, this appliance should be usher to use moving into Shabbos, because the whole point of it is you have the meat or whatever it is in a plastic bag submerged in the water. So it's hatmana because it's completely encapsulated in the water, and it's mosif hevel, it adds heat. So maybe we have a hatmana problem, and it should certainly be usher. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Reish Nun Ches that to take a kli of cold water and to submerge it in hot water, even if there's no potential for an actual malach of bishul, would be usher due to hatmana. And therefore, this may be a very similar case, and perhaps it should be usher. However, there are tzdadim lahakel. The Minchas Yitzchak discusses the following two scenarios. He says, can you go ahead and wrap up kishka in tinfoil and submerge it in the chalent? Or kugel in tinfoil and submerge it in your chalent. So he says he thinks there'd be a difference between the kishka and the kugel. How come? Because kishka, you cook it in the chalent. So he says if it's being cooked that way, that's not hatmana. That's derech bishul, not derech hatmana. Hatmana only starts when bishul ends. The kugel is already cooked, and then you put it into the chalent. And if it's wrapped up in the tinfoil and you put it into the chalent, so then that would be the Mishnah Berurah's case, and that would be hatmana. The distinction between the derech bishul and the derech hatmana. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach accepts this distinction as well. Interestingly enough, this is in the Tikkunim Umiluim to the Shmir Shabbos, so it's a change to get more lenient from the second edition of Shmir Shabbos to the third edition of Shmir Shabbos. And in the second edition, he writes that with these type of cases, it would be usher across the board, it's hatmana. And in the third, he writes, no, if it's derech bishul, if it's being cooked that way, then it would be permissible. It would not be a problem of hatmana. So over here, of course, it's derech bishul. That's the whole way that the appliance cooks. It's derech bishul, and therefore there's room to say that this would not be a problem of hatmana. Then the third issue would have to be worked out as shehiya, which is that you're not allowed to leave a food cooking from before Shabbos into Shabbos on an exposed fire. It'd have to be garuf v'katum. So it'd be a little bit difficult to make such an appliance garuf v'katum. So you'd have to work around the issue of shehiya. Either it would have to be most preferably, it'd have to be fully cooked before Shabbos, or me'ikar adin, we really assume that even if it's not fully cooked, but it's cooked enough to be edible before Shabbos, it would be permissible. If you want to work that route, so perhaps as an additional tzad lahakel to cover the controls, which makes it garuf v'katum according to some shitas. Or there could be an option to put it in right before Shabbos, so it's raw when Shabbos starts, And Kedera Chaisa, although not often applicable, Bismayinenu certainly would be applicable in this case because the whole point is that it cooks very slowly. So if you put in raw food right before Shabbos in such a way that it's clearly not going to be ready for Friday night, only for Shabbos day, so then that could be permissible as well. So you'd have to work around one of those options to get around the problem of Shehiyah. If all those issues are taken care of, then it should be permissible to use moving into Shabbos. Have a great day. Please do put up the chairs.